This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will convene top U.S. military leaders today in the annual White House gathering that takes on special significance as the war in Ukraine rages on. In attendance will be Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, General Mark Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and senior military leaders. The commander of the last Ukrainian force in Mariupol pleaded Wednesday with world leaders to help, saying that their end is near. The 36th Separate Marine Brigade, Ukraine's final stronghold in Mariupol, resisted earlier demands to surrender and had held out despite being vastly outnumbered 10 to 1. The Star Wars franchise Mandalorian has lost one of its actors.
Victory through combat is impossible. We will be captured. The child will be lost. Sadly, there is no scenario where the child is saved in which I survive.
51-year-old Rio Hackford, the voice behind the droid bounty hunter, passed away last week in Huntington Beach, California. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USFL football starts week two on Friday afternoon and runs through the weekend. More than half of the American states are sending a strong message to President Biden and his administration.
The heads of 26 states are joining together in what's being called the American Governor's Border Strike Force. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey details the new coalition.
Today we are announcing the American Governor's Border Strike Force. This is a majority of America's governors stepping up to do what the Biden administration refuses to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The goal, they say, is to share intelligence and invest in analysis as a way to stop human and drug smuggling. Membership includes border states like Texas and Arizona, but also includes states that are far away from Mexico, such as Montana and North Dakota. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
In what is seen in the financial world as an inflation amplifier, the United States Department of Education plans to make changes to student loans. Those changes include reassessing the payment timelines for borrowers and loan forgiveness. The $1.7 trillion owed to the system would fall back onto taxpayers, adding to the national debt and inflation. The Biden administration continues to interfere with parental rights to raise their children as they see fit. Earlier this month, HHS Secretary Javier Becerra on the Hill was asked by a congresswoman if HHS was removing transgender kids from their parents.
I can respond very quickly. Congresswoman, I believe in supporting and protecting transgender youth. I believe that they, along with their parents and their caregivers, will make the best decisions. And I would really urge that politicians like you stay out of their business.
Democrat Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News weighs in.
What we're seeing is the government increasingly encroaching on this relationship, driving a wedge between parents and their kids, and taking away parents' rights one by one. This is a dangerous thing. Conservative parents should have the right to raise their kids, to impart their values on their kids without fear of the government saying, well, you're a bad parent, and because you're a bad parent, we're going to take your kids away from you. And frankly, woke parents have the right to do the same. They have the right to raise their kids and impart their values to them as well. Government, unelected government bureaucrats, or the government in any way should not be encroaching on this relationship and further taking away parents' rights.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
And now, Bill Martinez.
Never stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Dr. Dan Werb is with us. We're going to be talking about his new book, The Invisible Siege, The Rise of Coronaviruses and the Search for a Cure. Dan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as an award-winning writer and epidemiologist, I'll tell you, we have been looking for experts, and we've been blessed to have many experts on the show talking about coronaviruses, because it seems that there's been a long demonstration of narrative mixed in with follow the science to such a degree that America finds themselves brain bruised and not knowing who to trust when it comes to information about coronaviruses.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the natural things that happened after the proliferation of the virus across the world was the proliferation of information, some of it dubious, some of it more reliable. And what I tried to do with this book is really go back and do a deep dive into the decades and the years and the months preceding this pandemic to, you know, educate people and tell the really fascinating and, I would say, thrilling story about the how coronavirus science emerged. So, you know, this isn't a book that is debating, what's going to happen next, whether governments did the right thing. This is a story that tells the world about how we understand coronaviruses and you know, the story of the scientists that were there from the beginning and very presciently understood that a pandemic was coming.
Exactly. Well, even by title, Dan, I'm sure that the backbone of some scientists may be challenged, because you refer to it as the invisible siege. An invisible siege may be a combination of, I don't know if you want to call it, just happenstance, circumstance, and maybe even by a man-made siege. How did you approach this?
Yeah, so, you know, when I started researching this book, I honestly didn't know that much about coronaviruses myself. I had studied HIV virus as an epidemiologist. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with every interview that I did, with every research paper that I looked at, the story of where coronaviruses came from just went further and further back. And I followed that thread. And in the book, you know, you can follow that thread back to SARS, the first mm-hmm. SARS virus that emerged in 2002. You can follow it back to MERS, a cousin of the SARS-2 virus that caused COVID-19, which emerged in Saudi Arabia in 2012. You can go back 100 years or more to 1890, when this pandemic swept across the world. It was called the Russian flu at the time because people thought it was caused by an influenza virus. But as scientists have looked back on that in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, people understand now that it was almost certainly a coronavirus pandemic as well. So you know, this isn't just a one-off that we're seeing with COVID-19. And that's why I describe it as this invisible siege, where over time we've seen hints that the relationship between humans and coronaviruses is something that's been evolving for at least 100 years, if not 10,000, if not hundreds of millions of years.
How much was man's manipulation with COVID and gain of function involved here?
So certainly there were gain of function experiments that were done on coronaviruses, and I get into that in the book quite a bit, because obviously, you know, when you look at gain of function experiments, they're this massive class of experiments. So grouping every gain of function experiment, and you know, assuming that they're all basically as risky as one another, I think that's simplifying a little bit. But there were key gain-of-function experiments that were done on coronaviruses to understand how they infected cells. They were done on mice, not human beings. So, you know, this wasn't like there were scientists who were creating human superbugs. But, you know, I also discussed the gain-of-function experiments that weren't done, because coronavirus scientists were not willing to go that far. You know, and there I'm talking about the kind of gain-of-function experiments where you have a coronavirus that can infect a human being, and then you try to enhance its capacity to infect a cell or you know, potentially get airborne. There were some really key scientists that drew a line far, far before that, because, you know, because of their own concerns, but also because of what they had seen happen with scientists that had studied and done gain-of-function experiments on the flu.
Yes.
And there were some very, very, what some of the scientists in the book call edgy experiments. And I think that's an understatement, where, you know, governments basically funded scientists to create super bug, you know, flu viruses.
Mm-hmm.
The point was, of course, not to create a bioweapon. The point was to understand how close we were to an avian flu pandemic that could go airborne. But of course, you know, at the end of the day, no matter what the motivation was, the experiment ended up creating an airborne flu virus that was kept in a lab that didn't escape or anything like that. But, you know, obviously there are risks involved with that. So, yeah, lots of that covered in the book. And you know, it's a huge part of the history of the science around coronaviruses. And I think it's a really fascinating tale of how, you know, some of these key scientists have thread the needle on that.
Well, exactly. Thread the needle. And whether it's Dr. Fauci and other scientists, I mean, they seem to want us to believe that gain of function has no risk whatsoever. But, you know, we're talking about humanity dealing with this. And whether you say, oops, you know, well, that bug got away or not, or maybe it's intentional. You get some mad scientists, you know, that says, okay, you know, you know, for the sake of the free world, the way I see it, you know, we need to take it a step further and cross the line. And who's to say, Dan, today that there haven't been a couple of mad scientists that gotten carried away and released a bug? And basically what they've done is, in crossing the line, is they have entered into the world of biowarfare.
To say, in all of the research that I did for this book, and it is considerable, I've read hundreds, if not thousands, of research papers, interviewed scientists all across the world, you know, some funded by the NIH, many of those not funded by the NIH. I haven't seen evidence of, you know, this particular virus having been the product of a bio warfare campaign. But I do agree that, you know, there's a lot of factors that come into play when you're making these decisions. So on the one hand, you know, again, you want to understand a virus as much as possible to protect humanity, right? The more we understand the virus, the more we can protect humanity. There's a reason that there's the spike protein in every single coronavirus vaccine. It's because scientists worked for decades to identify the spike protein as the specific component of the coronavirus that infected humans and allowed them to enter into cells. So, you know, we also want to know how close we are with some viruses to them being able to infect humans or create a pandemic. Now,
exactly.
Those are totally reasonable questions. I agree with you, though. Of course, there's a line that you want to make sure scientists aren't crossing. And I would say, you know, the story, the kind of gain of function work that is done on that was done on coronaviruses in the lead up to the pandemic definitely fell far, far back from the line at which it was. Okay. It would have been dangerous to humans. And
we got to go to quick break. Yeah. More from Dr. Dan Verb after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
We'll be right back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We have the award-winning writer and epidemiologist, Dr. Dan Werb, and we're talking about his new book, The Invisible Seas, The Rise of Coronavirus and the Search for a Cure. Dan, we were talking about, you know, that line, and based on your research, you're saying we did not come really close, that we need to bring maybe some more balance to this. But the challenge that we've had is in the absence of fact opinion rules. We have a lot of opinion out there, and everybody has become a scientist, and we don't know who to trust. And, you know, it really puts us in a very, very precarious position. When you have a pandemic out there, you want to exercise some common sense. And it seems that, you know, unfortunately, the battle against this pandemic has become more political than, I would say, reasonable.
Well, so in the book, I cover all three of the coronavirus epidemics that occurred in the past 20 years. So again, the SARS epidemic that emerged in 2002, it infected about 10,000 people worldwide and killed 10% of the people it infected. I look at MERS that emerged in 2012, started in Saudi Arabia, and kills 35 to 50% of the people that it kills, or that it infects, pardon me. And then, of course, COVID-19. In each of those cases, government and opinion are key parts of the epidemic. Mm-hmm. And if you're not taking into account the way that people are going to feel about an epidemic, if you're not taking into account the ways that governments are going to act to protect their own interests, then you're missing a huge part of the way that epidemiologists understand epidemic. Mm-hmm. We simply have to take that into account. You know, it feels like our world is ruled by scientists and scientific opinion right now in a lot of ways because of the restrictions that were imposed because of the pandemic. But in point of fact, you know, there's always a balance, right? There's always a balance being struck between the best scientific data that's out there and what governments want people to, you know, understand about their response and about the risks that were imposed. And, you know, I think it's evident that there was a lack of transparency on the part of the Chinese government in the early days of COVID-19. If you go back to 2012, the exact same thing happened with MERS, where the Saudi Arabian government was refusing to acknowledge that they had this deadly, deadly coronavirus that had emerged, again, that killed almost half of the people that it infected.
Exactly.
And so, you know, if you want to have an effective response, you have to understand and you have to engage with government and engage with the kind of paranoia and self-interest that governments are going to act with.
Exactly. Well, the numbers that they gave us, I mean, you gave us numbers about, you know, SARS and that and, you know, killing X amount of the people that were infected and that. But here we've got numbers that are all over the place. I mean, the CDC comes out after a year or so of this pandemic, COVID pandemic, and said, well, in actuality, only maybe 4% of the people who died of COVID only. And we heard so many anecdotal stories from doctors in emergency rooms who were, you know, dictated to declare a death by COVID because it was, you know, it was in their interest. It was in the hospital's interest because they got paid more for a COVID death as opposed to somebody just being run over by a truck. So you hear these kind of anecdotal stories and, you know, you go, well, what's up with this? Because meanwhile, what are we looking at? 900,000 plus people in the United States alone that have died. But the CDC says the number is actually of COVID only without comorbidity is more around the 4% range, which really makes it less than the flu.
Well, so I would say that it's really important from an epidemiologic perspective to take into account those comorbidities. If we're looking at the people who get sick and who die of coronavirus, this particular coronavirus, it is more often than not people who are otherwise unwell, who have diabetes, who have serious cardiovascular issues. And so, you know, I think that's unfortunately, I mean, it's awful and it's extremely tragic, but it is also predictable that people who are, you know, suffering that have other health vulnerabilities, they're not going to have the capacity to mount the immune response that otherwise healthy people can. So, of course, they're going to be more likely to die. And, you know, from my perspective, that's why it's so important for us to get it right, you know, and to make sure that people who are more vulnerable, you know, elderly people, people who are dealing with other, you know, heart conditions or things like that, are protected by the actions that we take.
Yeah.
I'll also add, Bill, if I can, that, you know, it is a moving target, right? Like understanding mortality, it's just a moving target because every time that you impose a new kind of public health tool or scientific weapon, it changes the dynamic. People who are vaccinated, they're going to have a lower death rate on average than people who aren't. If all other things are taken into consideration. So, you know, people who have two doses, people who have three doses, or, you know, communities that engaged in really intense masking at the beginning of the pandemic, it was shown that the mortality rate decreased among those populations. But it's always shifting. So, you know, I think we're all trying to get a handle on it. And a lot of the times government has trouble with communicating changes in risk that go along or accompany with or accompany the kinds of vaccines and antivirals and public health measures that they've imposed.
Yeah, not to mention natural immunity. Now they've come back. Dr. Fauci early on said maybe good for 2 to 4 months or something. Now they're saying, no, this could be almost 2 years. And I personally have gone through the process of many studies regarding natural immunity because I caught COVID well over a year ago. And so we've been monitoring it. And the tests that keep coming out, my doctor says, don't take any medicine you don't need. Your immune system is very robust. And this is all, you know, as a result of natural immunity. And few people, few scientists are talking about it. It seems to come out a little bit more these days. But, you know, the opportunity, Dan, that we have here is what you said earlier. And that is the spirit of transparency, that it is a moving target. We all need to be involved in the conversation, and we've got to move it away as much as possible, as much as we possibly can, away from the political manipulations that we've seen and have experienced unduly this past 2.5 years. It really does not serve the people. It doesn't serve anybody if politics is going to lead the way, and that is going to be the driving force ahead of science.
Yeah, well, you know, I would add to that, there's... As some scientists have said, you know, the risks related to vaccines are pretty clear, and the dangers of getting coronavirus and getting natural immunity are also pretty clear. It can be pretty rough for some people when they get infected with this coronavirus. So I would say, on balance, better to get vaccinated than not, because it's a lot harder to predict what you're going to go through to get natural immunity. I'd like to add one other thing, though, which is that, you know.
Okay, we got about, Dan, I just want to warn you, we got about 1.5 minutes left here. So I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm going to let you summarize and remind everybody again the book, The Invisible Siege. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, one thing that I think is, I realized writing this book and following the stories of these scientists is that the best way for us to move forward and tackle this pandemic is to make sure that new variants don't emerge. And unfortunately, we're seeing this ongoing sort of carousel of new variants emerging in places in the world where people have not achieved immunity through vaccination or natural immunity. And so, you know, what's evident, I think, more than ever is that we all selfishly want to protect ourselves, and protecting ourselves means not seeing new variants emerge to threaten our immunity. But the best way that we can protect the world and ourselves is by ensuring that the world has access to vaccines. So I have to say that I'm sad to see that the Senate bill from last week stripped global funding of vaccines, because, you know, it's a strange situation where the most selfish path forward, which is to protect ourselves from this variant, from new variants, is also kind of the ethically sound path, which is to get vaccines and medicines out into the world.
I agree. The name of the book, Invisible Siege, The Rise of Coronavirus, The Search for a Cure. Dr. Dan Verb has been with us. Dan, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will convene top U.S. military leaders today in the annual White House gathering that takes on special significance as the war in Ukraine rages on. In attendance will be Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, General Mark Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and senior military leaders. The commander of the last Ukrainian force in Mariupol pleaded Wednesday with world leaders to help, saying that their end is near. The 36th Separate Marine Brigade, Ukraine's final stronghold in Mariupol, resisted earlier demands to surrender and had held out despite being vastly outnumbered 10 to 1. The Star Wars franchise Mandalorian has lost one of its actors.
Victory through combat is impossible. We will be captured. The child will be lost. Sadly, there is no scenario where the child is saved in which I survive.
51-year-old Rio Hackford, the voice behind the droid bounty hunter, passed away last week in Huntington Beach, California. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, if you're looking for great ideas to celebrate Cinco de Mayo this year, we have entertaining expert Carolina, and I like to say Carolina because I just love
the way you say it, Bill.
I want to say Carolina. They said Carolina. I said, no, come on. Carolina, Arizona.
Bill, you know better than that.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, they throw mentiras at us, you know, just to see if we're paying attention, but we pay attention.
Just to see if you've woken up this morning, Bill.
Here I am, and I haven't had my full cup of coffee yet, but I'm ready for you, Catalina. Okay, so help us out. We're going to throw the best Cinco de Mayo fiesta in style, right?
We sure are, and you know that Cinco de Mayo commemorates Mexico's victory over the French on May 5th, right? Cinco de Mayo, 1862. Yeah. Despite being a Mexican celebration, it seems to be remembered here in the States, where you can find some pretty amazing fiestas all across the country. And as we know, the first ingredient for any serious Mexican celebration is, of course, tequila.
Tequila.
So Severo is an ultra-premium, authentic Mexican craft tequila that's made for sipping. It's available in 4 expressions, from plata to añejo, and each is best enjoyed while sipped on its own. So that means no mixers. In fact, Cervezas Distillery is one of two remaining Mexican-owned heritage tequila businesses that is still owned and operated within the founder's family. They use 100-year-old recipes, and Cervezas is the perfect tequila to sip on during your Cinco de Mayo celebrations. For more information, you can head on over to Cervezas.com.
You know, and I'm glad that you're talking about sipping tequila, you know, because that's the way, to me, that's the way my dad shared it with me, you know, family tradition. I know every once in a while people like to get goofy, and but you just don't, you really can't appreciate the taste if you just chug it down. I mean, in my humble opinion anyway.
And also, if you mix it, that's what's great about Cervezas, that it's meant to be sipped on its own so that you could try each of these authentic flavors on their own.
Mm. Well, tell us more about the different flavors that are available.
Well, you have Plata, you have Añejo, you have Cristalino, and you have Reposado.
Wow. So there it is. So great options. So explain to the audience, if you would, Carolina, the difference in taste of the four different that you mentioned.
Well, I think it depends on what you're looking for. If you want something, you know, that's been in the barrel a little bit longer, you're probably going to want to go with an añejo. But it all really depends on flavor and the one that you're in the mood to have. It depends on the party you're having. That's what I always say. Pick the one that feels right for you.
Exactly. And once you hone in on that, you can enjoy it to your heart's content. So how do we celebrate Cinco de Mayo without spending too much time and effort?
Well, I always say to set the mood. You know this is important. So add some colorful paper decorations, some placemats, candles to set the ambiance, and lots of really awesome music. And if you want to celebrate at home this year, but you really don't have the time to prepare a Mexican meal, El Monterrey has you covered with their line of authentic signature entrees that are ready to be served in minutes, from delicious chicken enchiladas meal to slow-cooked shredded beef bowls. It's made with no artificial colors or flavors, and their cheese enchilada is made with real cheese and has 21 grams of protein. These are the perfect way for you and your guests to experience, you know, that craveable, authentic Mexican flavor, but in quick and easy meals. And even better, El Monterrey is a minority-owned business. It's owned by the Ruiz family since 1964, and for all of the special meals they have available, you can head on over to elmonterrey.com.
Check it out. Carolina Tarazona is with us. She's a bilingual host and on-camera talent who loves to share advice about her favorite food, beverage, and beauty products on TV stations around the country. Carolina, we love this holiday because everything about Cinco de Mayo is festive, isn't it?
It is, and it's really honoring tradition, and that's what I love about it. You don't have to be Mexican. You know I'm from Spain. You don't have to be Mexican. You can really enjoy, you know, culture in general, and that's what's so great about Cinco de Mayo.
Exactly. How about some last-minute ideas for a memorable Cinco de Mayo celebration?
Well, some last-minute ideas that I love to do is I ask my guests to bring along their favorite Mexican tortilla chips and get creative with their guacamole recipes.
Ooh, yes.
And this way you can have kind of like a healthy guacamole competition.
I love it. I love it. You know, one of the things that we did one year is we had a taco off because, you know, as simple as tacos can be, everybody has a special taco recipe. Did you know that? Of course you
did. I did. Which one is yours?
Well, for me, it's just a real simple deal. And I'll tell you, well, actually, there's two. But because the first one came from my mother. And I this really surprised me because we would always have beef tacos, right? And my mother, well, when you have nine kids around, sometimes you got to extend what you have, right? You got to make the most of what you have.
Yeah.
And this time.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Well, she added potatoes in with the beef, and I said,
"What?
Whoa!
Wow!
Yeah, I am not kidding you." Well, you know, hey, when you got nine kids and we're all hungry, what the heck, you know? So, but I couldn't believe it. I said, "Mom, I said, why are you been holding back on us? You should do this all the time." And of course, you know, my mother very proud Mexican. Of course, we had a balanced house. Carolina, you appreciate it. My dad was from Spain, my mother from Mexico, and so it, you know, this created some interesting, you know, dynamics to say the least. But anyway, oh my goodness, you know, but she was a great cook. I mean, you know, and I never saw another woman pour out tortillas, homemade tortillas, and she had to because my brother, my second oldest brother, I mean, the stack didn't last long. I mean, he just, how can you? You know, do you take a breath in between that or whatever? So the surprise potato in with the with the beef for the taco was amazing.
Bill, I'm gonna have to give that a try.
Yeah. So, but there's all kinds. So, tell me about yours. We got about 3 minutes left, so we have time.
I do ground beef. Sure. I do simple ground beef, yeah. And my kids just say, "Mom, add a lot of cheese and a lot of cheese and a
yes.
lot of cheese." That's how I make it.
Yeah. Yeah, the other one is chicken. I do chicken tacos that we used to have Taco Tuesdays at our house. We'd have people come over and everybody would bring their guitars and everything. We'd just, you know, sing and chicken
and
tacos and Taco Tuesdays.
The last one I'm going to leave for you is to try the chorizo. Chorizo tacos really
yeah.
something else.
And that's another one too, that chorizo tacos with papas, with the chorizo.
Yeah.
Mixed in?
Yeah. That's what's great about Monterey. It's already done for you. So it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, we're not messing around here, ladies and gentlemen. We want this to be the best Cinco de Mayo that you've ever had. And Catalina Tarazona is here to make sure that. Remind everybody as we wrap things up where they can go for more information.
Well, for more information about the tequila, you can go to severo.com. And for more information about those quick meals that are easy to prep, you can go ahead over to elmonterey.com.
Catalina, happy Cinco de Mayo, and thanks again for coming on. Look forward to talking to you again. You take care.
Thank you for having me on, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Was that fun? Don't you love that? Did you get some taco recipe ideas there? I'm definitely going to have to do the chorizo con papas taco. I mean, that's awesome. And I didn't even talk about the lettuce tomato special mix that we add to the tacos as well. I'll have to share that with you later. Old family secret. Hey, you know, you've been hearing us talk about this new movie, Bad Guys, right? Well, this spring, Being Bad Never Looks So Good. DreamWorks Animation presents Sam Rockwell, Mark Marone, Craig Robinson, Anthony Ramos, and Awkwafina in The Bad Guys, rated PG. And it's coming to theaters on April the 22nd, this Friday. And right now, here's your chance for some Bad Guys swag. You want some Bad Guys swag? I got some for you. It includes Fandango movie gift cards. It's good for a year. Keychains and children t-shirts. Specify if you want a small, medium, large, or extra large. It's easy to enter. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure, again, in the subject line that you put in Bad Guys, okay? Important so I can distinguish, you know, with all the emails that we get, I want to make sure that you are in the drawing because we're going to put it all in one big drawing and see if you will be a winner, 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 chicken taco dinner. Why not? All right? So we'll draw. We'll announce the winners next week. No purchases necessary, so good luck and hopefully you've got some Bad Guys swag coming your way. We've got more coming up. Terry Jeffrey's going to be joining us next right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, call me out, call me out.
Little head bobbing music, huh? You can always use that. Just kind of get the brain circulating, blood circulating to the brain. Why not? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, all these interviews, great interviews, these great guests that we're able to bring to you, for you, that hopefully expands your knowledge and challenges you to, you know, look deeper into some of these topics, whether talking immigration, inflation, you know, whatever it is, COVID, all in all. You know, this is what we love about this country, is that there is, according to our Constitution, freedom of speech and the freedom to learn. OK, and that's right now seems to be the anathema of those power lever pullers, is they don't want us to learn. They don't want us to be any smarter. They're trying to dumb us down so that we're more easily controlled. Do you kind of get that as to what's going on? Well, with us right now is Terry Jeffrey. Terry is the editor-in-chief of CNSNews.com. Terry, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, lots to talk about. I've been sharing with the audience is that you can analyze to the point of, as they say, paralysis by analysis. That you just become paralyzed, you know, because you keep analyzing and overthinking, you know, what is happening in our world today when it comes to inflation, the gas pumps and everything else. And it would appear that this ruling governmental power base wants to continue to gaslight us and confuse us as to what's happening. But, you know, the bottom line is the bottom line, Terry, after all is said and done. I mean, we weren't experiencing this kind of inflation before Joe Biden. Joe Biden comes in and everything is off the rails. Inflation, open borders. We've got adamant aggressors like Putin and Xi, Iran, they're all raising their heads and all very volatile and problematic. I mean, to the point that we're on a verge of, you know, potentially World War III here.
Yeah, well, I think that with the midterm elections coming up this November, it doesn't look very good for Joe Biden's party. I think that Democrats in Washington, D.C. are very nervous about the way the country is going to react to Biden's first 2 years in office in the midterm election. And it's quite likely, I think, that the Republicans will take back control of both the House and Senate, and which would mean that in the next 2 years of Biden's presidency, pretty much nothing significant would happen in terms of legislation other than the spending legislation, which they're always going to do. But other things, I think, would be pretty much put on hold.
Well, welcome back the era of Obama, the pen and a phone, right? And the edicts will be coming down for the last 2 years of this administration.
He will. I mean, I think that Biden definitely will try and do whatever he can by executive order and by unilateral action. And unfortunately, in recent decades, we've had presidents who have abused the constitutional limits on their power and done things that they don't have the legitimate constitutional power to do. But, you know, hopefully that's something, if there's a Republican Congress, like I suspect there will be, they'll find some ways to control him, including using their investigative power.
Right. Well, they've got to find a way to stop this in its tracks a lot faster. I mean, here it is. The mask mandate was lifted, thank God, not by Dr. Fauci or Biden or anything, but a judge. A judge says, look, at the emperor's not wearing clothes. He's buck naked. You know, get these things out of here. And, you know, of course, the administration's all up in arms about that because it wasn't Dr. Fauci. I mean, they were so behind this. They really blew this, I think, in so many ways. If they wanted to continue this ruse, they would have said, OK, look, we've ridden this donkey far enough. Let's put it back in the corral and have Dr. Fauci, you know, the poster child of COVID and health and, you know, concern for the American people come up and be the final liberator and tell us to go burn our mask, right? But they failed to do that, and it took one judge to bring us back to our senses. But it's going to take a while, though, Terry. I think on the other side is you're going to have people who have been, you know, gaslit to such a degree that they're psychologically damaged, that it's become somewhat of a security blanket, so to speak, and you know they're going to feel uncomfortable for a while being around people that are not wearing masks and not doing what the old regime said that we were supposed to do, even though the judge says, it constitutionally does not have any muster.
Well, I think one thing that intelligent people in Congress are going to need to do is take a look back at how the government handled this whole COVID pandemic and see which government actions were unconstitutional or unnecessary or excessive and which ones were legitimate and prudent. I mean, obviously, COVID-19 was a very serious disease. It killed a lot of people. There are still some people who are going to die from COVID-19. Mm-hmm. But I think also it was an opportunity for people who want to see the government arbitrarily expand its power to do that using COVID-19 as an excuse or a reason to do so, and to do so without even Congress passing legislation authorizing it. So I do think that the COVID-19 pandemic, although it was a very real and horrible thing, it also was an excuse for abuses of government power.
On so many levels, Terry, you know, I spoke with a doctor, and, you know, the vaccinations, the vaccines, the therapeutics and this sort of thing, it all became such a political football, and it cost lives. And even the lives that it cost, I think it's going to be a really tough challenge for, you know, generations down the road to look down in this period of time and say, what can we take out of this pandemic that's of value?
Right.
You know, are the numbers so compromised because it was so politically influenced that we don't know what to make of the legitimacy of the numbers? You know, just like you said, millions of people have died. And then the CDC, you know, what, 6-7 months ago said, well, people that actually died of COVID only was less than 4% of the numbers,
right,
that are overall numbers that are presented. So and we know, we do know this, that, you know, because you know, the old saying, you get what you're rewarded for. When the government came in and said, look, we're going to pay you more for a COVID death than a non-COVID death. Well, what did the hospitals do? Well, they're getting rewarded to report a COVID death. So, you know, you may have gotten run over by a truck, but somehow there might have been a symptom or some subjective, you know, symptom of COVID. And so, you know, it's death by COVID, not by truck. You know, you hear those things and people, oh, Bill, you know, you're overstating. No, I mean, this is what the hospitals have said, and common sense tells you that it could go that way. So the fact that these numbers are suspicious and leave you with more questions than answers, I think it's a bad deal for, you know, for healthcare down the road when you look back in this period of time and say, you know, I mean, probably some people with wisdom would go, these guys are a bunch of knuckleheads. What were they thinking?
Well, you know, it's there's no doubt. It's been a while since I've actually dug in and studied the CDC data on the deaths attributed to COVID, which anybody can pull it up online. Right. But there were some very definite patterns. I mean, elderly people were more likely to die from COVID than younger people. And, you know, it wasn't as great a threat to school-aged children as it was to elderly folks. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I'm looking at the CDC data right now. In the 2 years since 2020, there's been 2,461 COVID deaths for people who are 17 years or under, out of a total of 1.35 million deaths. And the biggest chunk of deaths were in people who were 85 years and older, 360,958 people in that age group. So, you know, that's one basic fact that I think needs to be looked at in terms of, you know, how was it prudent the way we dealt with children during this pandemic? Was it the right thing to do the way we dealt with children during this pandemic? Obviously, a child can go to school and be exposed to COVID, get COVID, and come back and give it to their grandparent who then dies. Yeah. You don't want that to happen. But, you know, I'm sure that a lot, if an intelligent, systematic, reasonable, prudential analysis is done when the COVID pandemic has passed and we can look at it and see all the data, you know, we need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to do that, Terry? The very people that lied to us all along. You're going to let Dr. Fauci give us a report?
No,
you're going to let the CDC give us a report?
You know, I think it would be a legitimate function of Congress to do that kind of analysis. I think the CDC also should do that kind of analysis, quite frankly. There are medical experts and epidemiologists all around this country who could engage in the sort of scholarship that could shine a light on these kind of things.
And we could only hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, Terry.
I would hope so. It just anything that has the government associated with it, especially, you know, like the. And I sound cynical, and I'm sorry. But this is what experience defines preference, and they've given us little confidence. We got about a minute left here, and I did want to address something. You had a chance to talk, and as I did, with Miranda Devine, you know, about the Hunter Biden laptop. What was your takeaway from that conversation?
Well, yeah, one of the things she recommended is that Congress come back and investigate this more, and I think she's right. That there's a lot more there that needs to be looked at and spelt out and examined by Congress because Joe Biden is now the President of the United States. And I think there's some real questions about what he said and what he did involving his son and his laptop.
And there's evidence. I mean, here you've got Hunter Biden. You got video of him on Air Force Two, you know, on the plane. And he's there to do business. He's with his dad, even by association. I think it's a hard story to get you to believe in the way they want us to believe it.
You,
Terry Jeffrey, thank you.
Mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like
like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started